Hello, listeners. I am Kate Stocker from Canandaigua, New York, and I am very excited to be bringing you a book review on a very compelling novel. In this book review, I'm going to be analyzing the novel Every Falling Star by Sung Joo Lee and the main character, Sung Joo Lee, in three different parts: culture, purpose, and the evolution of the author. This podcast has been brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make podcasts. And you're listening to Kate the Great's book reviews. The second major topic that I believe the author wanted to exploit was the purpose of the book being how corrupt North Korea was as a country and how he started to understand that. The government doesn't support nearly enough people to eat and leaves them on the streets of all ages to starve. Once Sung Joo Lee and his family had to move to a poor neighborhood, Sung Joo stated that he saw his neighbors starting to shrink as time went on because their bodies were becoming so frail. And it was very sad to have a 12-year-old boy describe that in a novel. And it makes you feel very, very sorry that there are people living out there like that. As time went on, too, Sung Joo Lee had to fend for his own food because he did not have a wealthy family, and it was they're living in a very, very corrupt country, and he had to start stealing from people, and he had to create his own gang in order to survive. Because his parents were no longer with him due to the fact they were trying to find food for their family and were then left to who knows where they are. And yeah. The first topic I want to address is North Korea's culture, in which the book is based off of. Their culture is based off of respect. This then tends to bring out a belief that they are superior and have no wrong. Sung Joo Lee says that North Korea is the best country in the world and that it is his dream to give back and make it safer. He says this because his parents burnt that message into his head. This is disappointing because he has no idea how corrupt his country is, but he believes it is the best because his elders, which are his parents, tell him this, and it is very respectful to believe what they say, and it's very disrespectful to go against them. And kids never go against their parents' word in North Korea because it disobeys them. As the book continues, Sung Joo Lee and his family get brought to a very poor part of North Korea and sees how corrupt North Korea really is. And Sung Joo Lee starts to second guess his parents' beliefs, but never goes against what they said because he knows that it is not right to do that. Going on with that, Sung Joo Lee's grandma became very, very, very ill. And he and his friend started to take care of her. And one of their major rules was that they would not eat unless the grandma did before them as a respect part to their culture. And it really just shows how respect plays a very, very big role in their culture, and how their culture is based off of respect. The second part of this review I want to bring to light is the purpose of the novel. The purpose is to show how corrupt North Korea really is. When Sungju Lee moved to a more poor town, he saw how terrible things were in North Korea, and he saw that things weren't as perfect as his parents first explained them to be. He saw people of all ages, babies to elders, who were left on the side of all the roads in this town and many other towns in North Korea, left filled with dirt on their clothes, starving to death. This is just so depressing. To really prove the corruptness of North Korea, Sungju Lee had to live on his own at 12 years old. This was because his parents left to go find food for themselves and Sungju Lee, and they were expected to return home shortly after, but he was soon by himself for weeks and months by himself to fend for himself. This sadly caused him to have to take on terrible ways of stealing from shops and markets. And the worst part about it all is that this isn't out of the ordinary. This is very, very common in North Korea for 12-year-old boys to be part of gangs and to be stealing from others just to feed themselves. And the whole purpose was for Sungju Lee to explain how corrupt and disgusting the government was in North Korea. To conclude the last section for this book review, the last part I want to mention in this review is how the character Sungju Lee, which is also the author, evolved as a character throughout the novel. In the beginning, he was sheltered and protected from the world. His only worry was to go to school. His parents cradled him and told him North Korea was the perfect country and there was no wrong inside of it. They had to move due to something Sungju Lee's father did, which was never mentioned in the novel, to a very, very poor town. This town really showed the readers what North Korea actually was and showed North Korea's true colors. His family went to starve when they moved, and his parents had to leave Sungju to go find food. And while they were gone for months. Sungju was forced to grow up and survive on his own at only 12 years old. As a character, he evolved greatly in just a short amount of time. He had to take on a lot of responsibility at a young age, and I could never imagine being 12 years old and having to survive on my own. That is all for the book review. I'd like to say thank you for listening to this podcast about the novel Every Falling Star. I hope listeners found this novel interesting, and I hope you go out and read it. There is a lot of great lessons to be learned while reading this. Make sure to check out Every Falling Star by Sungju Lee. It should be in all local libraries. Again, thank you so much. And I think everyone would really, really enjoy this novel.